Hachette Audio presents The Escape Artist, written by Brad Meltzer, read by Scott Brick and January Lavoie.
1898. John Elbert Wilkie, a friend of Harry Houdini, was put in charge of the United States Secret Service. Wilkie was a fan of Houdini and did his own tricks himself. It is the only time in history that a magician was in control of the Secret Service. Prologue. Copper Center, Alaska. These were the last 32 seconds of her life. As the small plane, a twin-engine CASA used by the military, took off from the airfield, most of the seven passengers on board were staring out their windows, thinking themselves lucky. Few people got to see this side of the world, much less the private base that the Army had built out here. On maps, it didn't exist. On Google, it was permanently blurred. In the last row of the plane, a woman with shoulder-length black hair was convinced she was blessed, marveling at the snow-dusted tops of Alaska's beautiful aspen trees. She loved that the roots of aspen trees often grew together, supporting each other and forming a giant organism. It was why she joined the Army all those years ago, to build something stronger with others. She got just that when she came out here to the lush wilderness. Definitely blessed, she told herself. Then, just like that, the plane began to vibrate. Her initial reaction was, fix it, straighten us out. She was annoyed that the vibrations were messing up her handwriting. On the open tray table, she was trying to write a letter, a dirty note to her fiancé, Anthony.